Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to talk about cottagecore today.
I'm so surprised that I had not come across this before. Like, I knew the aesthetic.
Yes.
But I didn't know it was that, you know, it actually had a, you know, had a terminology.
I remember, so I was never like a teen on Tumblr. I wasn't cool enough, but I had friends who were, and I remember it kind of being an aesthetic, but I don't think it had a name at that time. And now, because of TikTok and everything, I guess it's like a whole community. What is cottagecore for the uninitiated? What are we talking about today?
It is the romanticised interpretation of rural and farm lifestyles.
Ah, okay.
So essentially, it's kind of a reaction against capitalist consumerism, spending too much time in front of a computer, that sort of thing. And people will notice, you know, the rise of things like the vampire's wife, her kind of aesthetic with the ruffles and the florals and the big dresses.
Yes.
And that's kind of like the fashion around it. But the whole movement is actually about longing to be on the farm, watching the ducks, hanging by the cottage, picking some flowers.
Nice.
And there is a whole scene behind it. And there, so if you Google it, it'll just come up. But I kind of like have just always described it as kind of like Little House on the Prairie, which
very much
for many people who may not know, there was a TV show where people kind of lived, you know, sustainably, but it was kind of 1854 or something like that.
Yeah.
So of course they had to. But when, and this is actually, you're correct about, kind of started around 2017.
Right.
That might be when they kind of named it. And of course, core comes from hardcore in the 80s. So
yeah.
they've started putting cores on the end of things like normcore, and we know about that. But there is a whole kind of range of different cores. And cottagecore is quite interesting. It's also known as farmcore and countrycore.
Ooh.
And I guess originally it started kind of being rebellious, but with COVID, people became, they really kind of longed for it. And a lot
right.
of people, as they were shut in and couldn't go outside or whatever, it kind of became the ideal. So the
it's
irony
like a fantasy
is...
fantasy escape or something.
Yeah, the yeah. irony is the concept is less about achieving a simple rural lifestyle and more longing for it.
Okay, right. So yeah, it's gone from being something that people are genuinely trying to achieve, and now it's like a world you create as a sort of escapism.
Yeah, and people, you know, it's all about... you know, lying in the fields and, you know, I don't know, you know,
taking an antihistamine.
Like, yeah. Floating around in a massive dress that, you know, in a Liberty print or something like that. But also kind of like baking your own goods,
yep.
creating your own clothing and all that kind of thing. And it's kind of ended up evolving into another core called Goblin Core.
Okay, I haven't come across this one.
So, and I guess if you think of cottage core, it's kind of like summer and spring and antihistamines.
Yep.
And
floral prints, Taylor Swift,
yep.
this kind of world. Yep.
Yeah, Bon Iver, you know, that kind
yeah,
of ambient
yeah, yeah.
kind of music.
Yep.
Goblin Core is kind of like a little bit more chaotic and dirty. So
cool.
Goblin Core is also known as Dark Cottage Core or Mushroom Core. Or moss core.
Cool.
And that's because it's about getting down and having pet snails, toads, collecting
Let's
mushrooms.
Get down and have some pets.
Getting really into nature and hanging out, you know.
Cool, getting a bit of dirt under your fingernails.
Yeah, and the clothing is kind of, if you think of very kitsch kind of American Halloween
yep.
vests with pumpkins on
yes.
and skeletons and that sort of thing. So it's more, I kind of describe it as Harry Potter goes for a hike.
Okay. I have a perfect visual image of that in my head now.
Yeah, like if you search, there'll be berets with googly eyes on and they're green, and so they look like you're wearing a frog on your head.
Okay.
you know, everything is green and brown,
yep.
Very kind of Robin the Hooded Man, which is quite interesting to me because as a child I used to want to be that kind of like fairy kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
person that could live in nature and survive. And
yep.
it's got kind of occult and witchy and fairy vibes.
Mm. Mm, okay.
in it as well. And what's quite interesting is that both of these have kind of really exploded because of TikTok.
Right.
And also there's some people that say that it can be tied to queerness because mushrooms, some species of fungi have thousands of sexes. It's about not fitting a mould and just being vibing and existing.
That's pretty cool.
Which is really awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And there are some really, really cool people. Like my favourite is Froggy Crocs, which is Froggy.
Such a good name.
Froggie Crocs, Crocs. And he or they have amazing videos on YouTube and TikTok, and you can follow them on Instagram. And if you want to get a vibe, you can check it out. But I just kind of, last night I was looking into this, and 3 hours later, I was still looking into this.
Came out the other end of the wormhole. Yeah.
And people, it's really cool to see people like looking at new ways of doing things and really getting off their computer.
And it is it's quite DIY, isn't it? So people do a lot of like making their own. I mean, my sort of like algorithm occasionally sends me videos of people being like, this is how you make your own something or other. And it will be like adjacent to cottagecore or goblincore or whatever. And it's people showing you how to goblinify your outfit or something. And it's kind of a cool, like it's got that almost punk ethos of like, you just do it yourself. You just go out there, get the stuff. Doesn't have to be expensive, doesn't have to be new. There's a lot of secondhand, like thrifting and things like that in that culture. It's a really interesting thing.
And you know, as someone who's always kind of done crafty vibes, it is kind of quite inspiring, you know. And it's a lot of upcycling, so people get their clothes from the thrift store and then they'll embroider their own pumpkin on it and stuff like that, you know. And like, that may not be your aesthetic, but the whole process around that is really cool.
Yeah.
And the fact that people are really thinking about where their clothes are coming from and where they're going, and a lot of people will give you tips on like where your clothes, if you've you know, which clothes you can send to the op shop and which clothes need to be, you know, cut up and reused to something else, or whether they need to go to landfill. And
that's so interesting.
I kind of find that really cool.
Yeah.
You know, they've really thought about, it's not just like, hey, look at me, I'm down on the farm and I'm checking out the ducks and I'm making it a bonnet. But they're really thinking about, their life, their way they're living and their environment around them.
Someone's asked, is this related to hipster lumberjack? I would say it's a very different thing, because I think cottagecore is extremely femme, very high femme. You're sort of imagining you're running through a field in a beautiful prairie dress. And goblincore, as you said, is quite queer. And I think the hipster lumberjack thing is pretty straight, you know?
Yeah.
It's like dudes with beards drinking their fancy oat flat whites, you know?
At the barbers. While they're getting their moustache twirled.
Nothing wrong with that, but very different vibe. Yeah. Very different vibe. But it's all these kind of like internet subcultures that come out in clothing and in music and stuff as well. It's what's always happened. We just have
and
online.
Maybe the lumberjack could be the masculine version
Of
the cottagecore. Like, you know, that could have like started the thinking about it.
And
you know, that sort of thing. And it's kind of like evolved from there.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I've enjoyed chatting about cottagecore thoroughly, Penelope Noir. You've brought us a fairly cottagecore track, because there's a lot of music that does kind of seem to go with this. We sort of mentioned Taylor Swift and Bon Iver
and those artists. Yeah, and Sufjan Stevens and that sort of thing as well. Yeah.
And you've picked some Belle and Sebastian. There's another one.
Yeah, because I just kind of think of this as twee, so
An excellent bit of twee. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
This is The Boy with the Arab Strap.
Prison food takes a long time to pass you by. Celebrity takes a back seat as a cigarette catches and sets off the smoke alarm. What do you make of the cool set in London? You're constantly updating your hit parade of your 10 biggest wanks. She's a waitress.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep beep.